All we find is that one event does in fact follow the other. The impact of one billiard ball is accompanied by motion in the other. This is all that appears to the outer senses. The mind feels no sentiment or inward impression from this sequence of events. So in no single particular instance of cause and effect is there anything that can suggest the idea of power or necessary connection.
Kant agreed with Hume that the concept of a cause cannot be legitimized by an appeal to sense experience. Following Aristotle, Kant referred to causality, as well as other fundamental concepts, as categories. However, he provided a different justification for this concept, which at the same time explained why concepts of this kind cannot be legitimized by an appeal to experience. Categories cannot be legitimized in this way, according to Kant, because they are what make experience possible. Categories are conditions for the possibility of experience. How exactly this theory should be understood in Kant is the subject of an ongoing scholarly debate. However, this much may be safely stated. What Kant wanted to show against Hume is that the mere idea of an objective temporal sequence already implies the concept of causality or of a necessary succession. So there is a sense in which Hume's doubt comes too late. In order to formulate his doubt about the idea of a necessary connection in time, he needs to make use of the idea of an objective sequence in time. Hume, according to Kant, did not realize that this notion of an objective temporal sequence already depends on the concept of necessity, because an objective sequence in time implies that my perceptions are necessitated and are beyond my control. If this Kantian argument is sound, then we need not rely on mere customary belief as the foundation of our use of the crucial concept of causality. Belief would then have been replaced by a philosophical justification and defense of this indispensable concept. Yet Kant claimed also that while the category of causality is an a priori concept, i.e., that its origin cannot be traced back to experience, it nevertheless cannot be applied outside of experience or used to go beyond its limits. The rationalist philosopher Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz had attempted to do this when he used the principle of causality, or the principle of sufficient reason as it is referred to in his philosophical system, to argue against Isaac Newton's theory of space. Newton thought that space existed independently of the things in it, whereas Leibniz regarded space as a system of relations which did not enjoy any independence from the objects in space. Leibniz argued that if Newton's theory were true, then God could not have had a reason to create the world in one orientation in space rather than another, and this, according to Leibniz, was impossible, since it contravened the principle of sufficient reason.